Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. Today is not like any other day. Many days are different than the ones in the past. There are people that have came across this world in such a way that fills your heart. It fills your soul and your mind. But I can tell you what, Taj Boyd would probably tell you better than I can. Welcome, Taj Boyd, the newest addition to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Taj, how are you?
I appreciate you having me on the show. I'm doing good, though, man. How are you?
I am blessed, Taj, seriously, just to have you on here with me. We had some time to talk before the show. And you have a very rocky story. You have a great past that is going to lead you into a very positive future. Looking almost at the beginning of your career, you almost didn't start. As a matter of fact, you didn't start. You were held back in lieu of another, I don't know if you want to call him a true starter, but Kyle Parker, for whom you sat in back of and didn't get your shot until the following year. And then when you did, you completed 33 of 63, 329 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. A relatively mediocre year for those years moving forward. Last year, speaking of which, going from beginning to almost current future, in being released by the New York Jets, you were acquired by them in the 6th round, 213 overall, in May's draft, and they released you August 30th, 2014, for which, what were your thoughts? Did you believe that they could have done a little bit more to keep you on the roster? Was it something that you obviously didn't want to happen? But what were your thoughts after that release?
I mean, it hurt, to be honest. I mean, you know, to essentially somebody tell you that, you know, you're not good enough to be on their roster. And I know that sometimes, man, it's all about time, it's all about situation, it's all about, you know, the right moves. And in that sense, I just really didn't understand why. But, you know, time went along after that. I mean, it gave me a new perspective on things. It gave me an appreciation for certain things. And, as you know, that nothing is guaranteed. I mean, in that situation, I had a 12.5-hour car ride after I got released. And it just hurt me, man, that whole ride. And sitting there, and I'm listening to some of the songs. I'm screaming out the window. I didn't want to talk to anybody on the phone. My mom called me 13 times. My dad was calling me. My girlfriend was calling me. And all I could think of is, you know, why the things happened the way they did, man. And got a chance to kind of find myself, man, in the 2 weeks after that. And I just found out that I had so much support, man, so many people in my corner. And it just really gave me an idea of who's really there throughout the whole situation, good, bad, or indifferent. So it was a tough situation, man. We got past it. And, man, I'm looking at a whole new light right now, so I'm looking forward to it.
Huge battle between you and Matt Sims. You were basically battling for the third quarterback spot. To be honest with you, based on the play that I have seen, the interview that you had on ESPN as you were headed into the draft last year, definitely someone that I thought looked better in a black and gold uniform. Well, now here you are. You're playing for the Steelers this upcoming year. But along the road, along that path, there were a lot of twists and turns. How do you believe that finding yourself had enabled you to be open enough to say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I want to play for the Steelers because I know that I can play. What was it about that time that you spent by yourself that helped you come to that realization?
I mean, really just, in my mind, just gave me a different sense on how to approach certain things in life in general. So, you know, I sat in the house for a little bit, man, and I really just didn't leave. I was eating cereal out of my car, watching DVDs in my car. It was just, it was a rough period of time, but, you know, it almost was a new calling. It was like, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit here? And I was having, like, daily battles with myself. It was like, are you going to continue to press on to where, you know, you could play and be? Or are you really just going to sit here and just let life hit you, man, and not do anything about it? And, I mean, I got a chance to just do some neat things in that time being. And I continued to work out. I continued to grind throughout that next 3 or 4 months. And I got a chance to do some things that I always wanted to do. I got a chance to get involved with the community. I got a chance to really, the position and the role model in this state, I got a chance to utilize that, man, and just touch lives and, you know, tell my story and just understand how much adversity is, because there's going to be chapters in your life where you don't know what the page of the book is going to turn to. You don't know what the chapters read. You don't know what the title of it. You definitely know what the ending of it is, but what you do in that moment is everything. What you do in that time when you're in that battle is everything. And you're going to have so many different avenues to turn to. You can just really just sit back and just try to enjoy the things that you can do otherwise, or you can sit there and continue to strive, continue to battle, continue to chase greatness. And that's just what I want to do, man. I had a perfect opportunity, a perfect situation to go ahead and do something that I know I can do, man. And it's just really a challenge to myself. And I really don't want to prove others wrong. I tweeted something earlier. I was like, I'd rather much more prove myself right. And in this situation, man, it's unique. It's a little bit different, especially coming from a heralded college career to being drafted in the sixth, to being released, to playing in the FXFL, to now being a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, I think it's set up in the right move, in the right situation, the right time. I just can't wait to get up there.
And I can't wait to see you when you're up there. Starting in your early years, Phoebus High School, Hampton, Virginia, you had a 43-2 record, winning 2 state titles in your tenure while you were there. You awarded the Pete Dawkins Trophy, co-MVP of the U.S. 2009 All-American Bowl. You completed 79 passes, 178 yards, 3 touchdowns. The numbers are exponential, Taj, to be honest with you, looking at everything from being a starter in 2011, winning the ACC against West Virginia and the Orange Bowl. You lost, obviously, in record fashion, 70-33, which is a very hard loss. Of course, any loss is no greater than the next to say the least. But you finished the year, I mean, solidly, 298 to 499 for 3,828 yards, 33 passing touchdowns. You ran for 218. Talk about elusiveness. And 5 touchdowns. Obviously, there was a conversation about you being the 2012 Heisman Trophy candidate. You had a second-year starter, 2012. How could you not be the starter? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You had 11-2 record, 287 to 427 for 3,896, 36 touchdowns, and only 13 interceptions, which is absolutely fantastic. And then you broke the straw on the camel's back, or could say the North Carolina State back. You broke the ACC record for most touchdowns in a game, which is absolutely phenomenal and very tough to do in the brutal ACC conference. You had 5 touchdown passes. You ran for 3 more, collecting 8 total touchdowns and 529 all-purpose yards. I mean, you have stats in Clemson that will probably not be broken anytime soon. Elite in college, and now you have a chance not only for pure and unadulterated redemption by playing with another AFC team, this time the AFC North, which, as you know, or if you hadn't known, or maybe you were told, this is one of the most brutal conferences in the NFL, along with having the toughest schedule this year for the Steelers collectively. Your passing yards there, 11,904, passing touchdown with 107, all-time leader in Clemson history. Not only that, but there's a caveat to that. The guys that you were playing with, you had a workout with the Buffalo Bills, Sammy Watkins, who now plays for the Bills. Of course, his last year was injury-ridden, unfortunately, to his dismay. However, the unlikely hero, your 6-foot-plus wide receiver, is now reunited with you on the Steelers' offensive line, and Martavis Bryant, who had a fantastic year, almost rookie of the year conversation from somebody who knows how to throw cannons like Big Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, I'm sure some level of excitement exists getting back to that Martavis Boyd connection. How do you feel about that?
I can't wait. It's really going to be a nice little reunion. I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, from a potential standpoint, I mean, Tay is unmatched. I mean, he has the opportunity to, if he keeps on improving, could be very well the best wide receiver in the National Football League. And I mean, you know, he's talked about his hard-working counterpart, Antonio Brown, and just the way he's kind of carried him underneath the wing and the way he's helped him progress mentally from a maturation standpoint. I was extremely proud of the way he performed last year. I mean, it's just going to be fun getting back up there with him. But at the same time, I mean, Tay has established himself as being a trustworthy guy. And, you know, with the opportunity that I have and these coaches bringing me in, I really felt like they weren't just bringing me in for no reason. So I just want to go out there, man, just keep my head down, just continue to work, and just see how it all plays out.
Well, you looking at where you've been along the way to kind of to lead you where you are right now, you had a tryout with the Detroit Lions in February 2015. Possible signing there obviously didn't happen. And then Kevin Colbert contacted you, did he not? How did that play out for you in regards to coming aboard the Steeler organization?
Well, I know Sweeney had had various conversations with different folks and different teams. To be honest, I thought I was going to either end up with Detroit or Buffalo. But in all likelihood, I was really considering, you know, what my options were, what NFL teams would be comfortable with bringing me in. And the Steelers never really crossed my mind. That was the funny part about it, because I was sitting there and kind of like, as far as the likelihood goes, I was like, I don't know, because I've seen that, you know, Ben, the way he's played, and just really just didn't register that will be a somewhat team that would be interested. But got a chance to meet up with Kevin Colbert at Pro Day, and, you know, it really was just a blessing. It's God's grace and the Pittsburgh's will, and they pretty much just said, you know, we're going to fly you out tomorrow. He was like, you know what, man, we're going to go ahead and fly you out tonight with us. He's like, you pass the physical, we're going to sign you, and we'll see you late April. And I was like, oh, man, that's unbelievable. So I ran home real quick, packed my bags, drove up to Charlotte. I really just couldn't understand how this was happening at the moment, because, again, at this point, my options were either I was going to get signed by someone very soon, or I was going to take a trip out to Canada in the next few weeks to meet up with the Hamilton Tiger Cats organization and get signed over there. So how sweet it was to understand that I would have an opportunity over there, man. Just very fortunate, very blessed. And I know that I have a great opportunity to fulfill the dreams that I want to fulfill, you know, a legacy and just a story in itself. So, I mean, I can't wait. You know, I'm just ready to get to work.
Absolutely. When we're talking about competition, of course, you know as well as I do, Landry Jones from Oklahoma is the third string quarterback who at times, and as I've watched him, has not been able to follow the reads, follow progressions, things of that nature. But the conversation is going to come up. Of course, the media is going to have their conversation in regards to what happens with Landry Jones. And obviously you coming in as a fourth quarterback, not that it's unheard of for the Steelers to keep four quarterbacks, but relatively unlikely considering they just signed Ben Roethlisberger to a multi-year extension. And obviously being the two-time Super Bowl winner that he is, of course, Super Bowl 40 was not his shining moment as far as stats are concerned, but his play capabilities is a reason why he was able to help get the team to where they were in Super Bowl 40. Super Bowl 43, a stellar game. If you had a chance to watch that or not, and I watched that from time to time, and how the Steeler offensive line can come back to that game-winning mentality and that kind of drive. And, of course, we were talking about Martavis Bryant being probably one of the elite and being next to another elite player in Antonio Brown, number one, if not tied for number one in receptions last year. How do you feel the competition is going to be raised to another level as you get into Steelers training camp?
Well, I mean, I definitely just feel like I bring some uniqueness to the table. You know, obviously, Ben is one of the guys that I always looked up to as a player, the way he carried himself, the way he led, his capability. And I feel like I have some of those intangibles. And, you know, I know Landry as a person. I've worked out with him before. Bruce Gradkowski, I hear nothing but great things about him. But to be honest, I mean, you know, I want to learn as much as I can from these guys and just be a good teammate. But you also understand how much of a business this is. So.
Oh, a big time.
So what?
Oh, it is. Very, very much so. Lots of business transactions. A lot of things going on. Obviously, you know, Troy Polamalu has formerly retired. Ike Taylor also retires. Brett Kiesel was cut. He was hoping to make one last move. But to be honest with you, because this is a business and a lot of players are cap casualties, unfortunately, some of the best go. And they served their time. They did their best. And that goes around the entire NFL, just like any business that's out there.
Yeah, and that's just kind of one of the things about it. I mean, from looking at it, I mean, on TV to being watching the Hard Knocks and, you know, understanding that you being associated with some of the players in the league, understand what it is. But you take it for what it's worth, man. And you go ahead and you make the most of it. So, again, I mean, in this opportunity, in this situation, the coaches kind of went out on a limb and, you know, signed it. So, again, I want to put those guys right as well. It's just about going in, man, and just being coachable, man, and just learning as much as possible. So, great situation. And, you know, watching them, I mean, there's plenty of guys that I know that get released. One guy that I know that I work out with plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, Ron Parker, mm-hmm. and he's been released 8 times. And he just signed a 4-year, $30 million contract, and you see perseverance, with patience, with the work, what it does. And sometimes it's stories like that. Sometimes it's to the point where guy gets released and he's never heard from again. And now that one will be one of those cases. I really just am excited, man, and just blessed with this opportunity. So whether working with Randy Fitchner and taking everything that he has to say, Ty Haley and Ben and Bruce Gronkowski, and listen to what these guys say, because they've been around. I mean, Ben has been playing for, 14 seasons?
Yeah.
Bruce Gronkowski has been playing for, 12, 13. These guys are very knowledgeable. They understand the game. They understand the in and outs. And, you know, myself just being so young, I mean, why not? What's a better way to learn the game than from guys like these? So I'm excited about that fact as well.
Absolutely. To say the very least, you have a lot of great intangible qualities, from being in the pocket, for being outside of the pocket, knowing when to run, knowing when not to. How do you believe that your experience with the New York Jets, as limited as it was, helped you see that you were not only done with football, but you were not done being who you are as a player that you are? You know that of course, Tim Tebow came out, one of the best players in the draft in his respective year, come out to be a bust, essentially, because of the type of gameplay that he has. Do you believe that you are able to translate over the work you had, not only while at Clemson leading all these scores and receiving all these accolades and passing touchdowns, and the list goes on and on and on, to translate that into a positive NFL career moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. Just because I feel like my game is a lot more than what people think it is. I mean, I really know that I can be a pocket passer. I know that I can throw and run with anybody. I feel like I have one of the best D-balls in the game. So, I mean, the qualities and the way that Pittsburgh runs their offense, I feel like it'll be a perfect match. But at the same time, I mean, you got to learn how to be a pro as well. You got to learn how to practice. You got to learn how to take coaching. You got to learn how to study film and things of that nature. And that's some of the aspects that, you know, fortunately I have an opportunity to do. If I get a chance to be in this situation and make this team, it's going to be cool because, I mean, I don't have, there's no immediate pressure to come out here and be the guy right now. We have a guy who's a legend, a guy who's been putting in the work to be one of the best in the game, like year in and year out. So I get opportunities to kind of just sit there and just learn. I feel like at the end of the day, I can have a great career and a great future with Pittsburgh. And I think, to be honest, I personally think that's what's going to happen. So we just got to continue to work and be humble and understand that, you know, it's not always on our time. But we got to go ahead and make the most out of every opportunity that we get, because if not, you know, you regret that. You don't regret, you know, making decisions to stay, to go, to do certain things. But you make it, you regret not putting your best foot forward, not putting in the time. And that's something that I don't want to do. That's something that I won't do. And it's just, man, it's just, it's fun. It's fun being in the position that I'm in now, because not many people think or have thought that I would have this opportunity. So I'm going to go ahead and just make the most of it.
Sometimes we can always prove people wrong, and we can always think of those naysayers, the ones that say that we can't do this or we can't do that. And, you know, everybody has had those people in their life, in their world, essentially,
right,
to basically count them out before they've ever counted themselves out. What kind of diversities do you feel you've endured thus far, just being one, well, almost 2 years removed from Clemson?
You know, you just get kind of, you get involved with stigmas and stereotypes. And, I mean, I'm almost 6'1", not completely 6'1", 6'3". I just feel like I'm 6'1".
We're the same height.
Yeah, so I think that, and, you know, you listen to a person being a system quarterback and listen to things of that nature, but at the end of the day, if you can play, you can play. And I just feel that I can play. But now it's just time to go out there, and really at this point, man, this is just put up or shut up. And, you know, I feel like the way I've been preparing myself, I'm preparing for a battle every day. I feel like one of those gladiators that's just going out there, man, and is ready to go to war at all times. And I got a chance to know some of these guys. I know Ryan Shazier, Drew Archer, Martavis Bryant, and all these different, you know, guys, the rookies, and just watching the, that was the tough part, just watching some of the guys playing. You know, you're capable of being right up there with it, whether it's, you know, Teddy or Johnny or Blake Bortles, and you know, you've worked with these guys and through with these guys, and from a talent standpoint, I mean, it's very similar, and it's just crazy. So, again, it's all about just going out there and doing what I know I can do. And sometimes you go out there and make it more than what it is. I mean, there's times with the Jets where I show flashes of being great, and then there's times where I go out there and, you know, I got a guy, for example, the one play that just eats me all the time is making the little things harder than what it is. I did a play action, a really smooth play action fake, and I booted to the right.